Climate Plan Disappoints Indigenous Peoples. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Reggie Jewell says the plan to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions that emerged from the Paris climate talks last week didn't include some very important provisions.
We were definitely trying to get in the binding part of the agreement the recognition of the rights of Indigenous people, and that did not make it in. That was disappointing.
Jewell is mayor of Alaska's Northwest Arctic Borough, and he sat in on the climate talks as an observer with the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, or ICC, which represents native peoples of northern Alaska, Canada, Greenland, and northeast Russia. The ICC and Sami Council, which represents Aboriginal people of northern Scandinavia and Russia, were among many Indigenous rights groups and thousands of other delegates whose main objective was a broad agreement to slow global climate change.
The rights of Indigenous people wasn't one of the major issues of a lot of the countries.
That's wrong, says Jim Gamble, executive director of the Aleut International Association, which represents native peoples of the Aleutian Islands and far eastern Russia, because, he says, the Arctic's suffering rising temperatures and other climate change impacts much faster than the rest of the planet.
Depending on what you're using to measure, this climate change is happening maybe 4 to 7 times faster. So any agreement that doesn't take into account the fact that people live in the Arctic and that Indigenous people are really on the front lines of this change, that's a missed opportunity.
It's also unfair, says Yvonne Peter, a Gwich'in Athabascan and University of Alaska Fairbanks vice chancellor, because, he says, Indigenous peoples didn't cause global warming.
And yet they're the most directly impacted by climate change. You see the reflection of that, you know, to bring it local here in Alaska, to the erosion of land on coastal communities around the villages.
Jewell, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference observer, says he hopes Indigenous peoples will be given greater accord in the next global climate change conference to be held 3 years from now.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.